At the Commonwealth Summit in Samoa, King Charles III addressed historical injustices, indirectly acknowledging calls from former British colonies for accountability over the transatlantic slave trade. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. He recognized the painful aspects of our past but focused on finding the right language and understanding to guide future actions against inequality, rather than discussing financial reparations as some leaders had urged. None of us can change the past, but we can commit with all our hearts to learning its lessons, Charles said, in his first Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, CHOGM, as Britain's head of state. His remarks echoed British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's call to avoid lengthy debates on reparations, emphasizing a forward-looking focus. The UK's reluctance to fully address its role in the slave trade has become a litmus test for the Commonwealth's relevance in today's world, as other European nations and some British institutions have acknowledged their historic involvement. Jacqueline McKenzie, a partner at London law firm Lee Day, argued that addressing reparations seriously could bring a sense of justice and reconciliation. During the summit, Bahamas Prime Minister Philip Davis sought a direct conversation with Starmer on the issue, and Commonwealth Secretary-General Patricia Scotland stated that leaders could discuss any topic they choose at a private session. The row over reparations threatened to overshadow the summit, where Pacific leaders had hoped to center discussions on climate change. Charles highlighted the devastating effects of extreme weather across the Commonwealth, urging unequivocal determination to cut emissions and bolster resilience. Samoa's Prime Minister Fiam Naomi Mutafa emphasized that climate change is the greatest threat to the survival and security of Pacific nations, a sentiment underscored by a recent UN report warning of accelerated global warming without immediate action. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.